Love is the opposite of fear. Love is freeing. It is liberating, and it is all-encompassing. And fear limits your vision, your heart, and your mind. Most people are in a habit of thinking and reacting to people, places, things, events, based on fear. Imagine that you are arguing with someone, maybe someone that you love. It is the reaction of something. Possibly they were staying late at work and didn't call you. So now it's 9 o'clock, and you're wondering, where is your significant other? Are they in an accident? Have they been hurt and can't phone? Are they out with someone else? You may be angry because your significant other didn't have the understanding and the love of you to call you and let you know. But if you look deeper, you will see that it's fear-based. You are worried about their safety, or maybe their fidelity. You can see the fear that is underlying your anger. We learn as children to share. And we do so in kindergarten, first grade. But if you grew up in a large family, you understand that sharing isn't always expected or universal. That if you don't get what you want and grab it quickly, someone else will end up with it. Whether it be a box of cereal, a treat, maybe some scarves from grandma, and you wanted the blue one. What you are afraid that you won't have, you feel the need to defend, and you want to make sure that no one else takes it from you. Sharing freely isn't possible, and your choices are very limited. Love not only makes the world go around, but it makes it a wonderful place to live. In a quote from the Dalai Lama, when we feel love and kindness towards others, it not only makes others feel loved and cared for, but it helps us also to develop inner happiness and peace. Judgment is based on fear. Love enables us to see connections and explore how we are all alike. Fear causes us to focus on the differences and the things that you don't like about people. You can learn to make choices from a place of love instead. What we experience in this life is dependent on our own perspective. That's right, happiness is our own perspective. Your belief system and how you perceive is a difference between being happy and being afraid and fearful. When you change your perspective, you change your experiences in life. Think of it this way. If you really don't like dogs and you're watching two dogs play, it probably doesn't create any enjoyment for you. Whereas another person's perspective, who absolutely adores dogs, would think it's the greatest thing and would pick up a lot of love energy from this playfulness. You need to realize that you can change your perspective at any time. That by looking out of your eyes through love, instead of fear, will help you to release limiting beliefs and live a more happy, loving, and fulfilling life. Imagine now that you hold in your hand a beautiful pair of glasses. Maybe they're designer and they have some little symbols or studs or diamonds on them. They are so beautiful when you look at them. You decide you're going to try them on. When you try them on, you notice that everything's a little more clearer. sharper, crisper. You notice the difference right away. So you put them on. You look around the room, and everything is brighter. The colors are more vibrant. Everything just looks beautiful. When you take the glasses down again, things don't look as well. They seem dull and lifeless. So you put them back on again. And you look in the little mirror, and you want to see how they look on you. But you know what? You can't see them at all. So you decide you're going to wear them today. So you start to drive home, and you notice that you're mindful of the other people around you, the other people in the cars. That when someone cuts you off in traffic, that instead of getting angry, it makes you laugh. You realize that you're seeing the world through the eyes of love. Instead of feeling alienated and separate, you feel connected to everyone and every living thing. When you watch others respond in fear, you notice how they shrink, their energy contracts. You take a deep breath. You notice how expansive your energy feels in this moment. How completely relaxed and comforted and alive that you feel. Whenever you realize that you are operating out of fear, mentally put on your love glasses and start to think of the world in each part as a part of you. There is such immense power in love, and there is also power in hate. If you think about your own life, what effect have fear and judgment had on it? What part of your love has been unconditional, and how much of it is fear-based? We would all like to be able to love without fear of being hurt. We would all love to love in a more expansive manner. Love can dissolve fear, or it can create fear. It really depends on what we tell ourselves. It is all in our perception. If you are willing to love, simply love, without any expectations of receiving anything in return, you can see miracles happen. Love freely. Love with an open heart. Change your perspective and see what happens. Love and laughter go hand in hand. But when fear is present, or anger or sadness, despair is not far behind. Learning how to love freely without limits is a process. It takes time, courage, practice, and letting your heart be open. Loving and being in love are two different things. Usually at the end of a relationship, we often distort what was once love into judgment, anger, hate, resentment, bitterness. But if we willingly open our heart, the transition from this relationship can be gentler, easier, and less traumatic. We need to realize what we learned from having this relationship with this person. Are we stronger because of it? Are we more emotional? Change can only occur when you're really willing to let go of your old beliefs, your assumptions, and your routine. Once you become an active participant in your life, you will begin to see your life much differently. Nothing really changes, but yet, everything changes. Remember, your life can be easy or hard. Our life really doesn't change, but our perception of it does. How we begin to reprogram our belief systems, that is the new way of our living. You can struggle through life, you learn lessons and pass tests, and you can view life as mundane and tiresome. Or you can view your life as an opportunity to rise above the negative, to connect to our divine source, to nature, to each and every human being. You have a choice. Connect with limitlessness. Whenever you are struggling, it's a safe bet that you've connected with limiting beliefs. Your spirit knows no fear. While you are limited, your small self knows no peace. Basically, you have two choices, to love or to fear. When you find yourself judging, take a few moments and focus on loving yourself and accept your choices, unless you'd rather like to remain miserable.